It is said that Nibbana is not a state, or an object, or a feeling. Yet it is also said that Nibbana produces the ultimate happiness, Nibbana Paramang Sukham, and produces a calm abiding. Since calm and sukha are feelings, then is Nibbana, or is residue, experience in the body as a particular set of Vedana? Yeah, absolutely. You know, in that sense of the direct result of the extinguishing of all suffering is not more suffering. So it's a direct experience of well-being and a happiness that is. There's a really lovely sutta where he's a Sakyan prince, king even, or head of the, and he relinquishes the kingdom and ordains, and then he's liberated, he's freed, and experiences Nibbana, and then he's sitting in the forest, and he's oh, bliss, oh man, what bliss. And then the other monks who don't know him and don't know his state of mind and go to the Buddha and complain, and sort of this monk is talking about bliss and happiness, and he must be thinking of the pleasures he had when he was in the palace. So of course then the Buddha calls him in and says, "Oh no, I'm not thinking about the palace. That's what I'm experiencing. And it's sort of bliss of the freedom of having, especially he said, having been in the palace, having been protected by guards, having all these duties and responsibilities, and to now to be freed from all suffering and defilement, that this is really blissful." So that there are the Buddha doesn't emphasize it that much. He doesn't make a big deal about it. He doesn't go on and advertising campaign for it, because he's really trying to get people to investigate, really trying to take responsibility for that understanding of experience and existence. But there are some places where it it's overtly mentioned, of the physical and mental experience of liberation is one that is exclusively pleasant.